Station name fills the first blank. In this case, the vertical control station officially named S198, also serving as a project point number 14. And that's why you see that on the top line. Horizontal control station is remonumented, and number 2 is sometimes added to the original name. Rubbings. The illustrated station data sheet provides an area to accommodate the rubbing. With the paper held on top of the monument's disc, a pencil is run over in a zigzag pattern, producing a positive image of the stamping. This method is a bit more awkward than simply copying the information of the disc onto the data sheet, but it does have the advantage of ensuring the station was actually visited and that the stamping was faithfully recorded. Such rubbings or close-up photographs are required by the FGCC standards. Photographs. The use of photographs is growing as a help for perpetuation of monuments. It can be convenient to photograph the area around the mark as well as the monument itself. And these exposures can be correlated with a sketch of the area. It's important to have, of course, an idea of exactly what the monument looked like if it's being occupied to ensure that the one that is intended is the one that was occupied.